I walked through my wife's garden the other day, and what should I see? Why, her statue of Saint Francis of Assisi looking fondly at something just a pace or two from his feet. If, as he once said, a single sunbeam is enough to drive away many shadows, then clearly, a single blossom was enough to drive away any gloom. And of course, that's just what Mariana's backyard garden is all about. Replacing winter's gloom with the glory of summer's bloom. Spending time on my knees, whether digging, planting, or weeding, keeps me close to God's earth as his partner in creation, Mariana says. I put in my effort, and he takes over, causing the plants to germinate, grow and bloom. We have a saying in our home, them's who cook, cook, them's who can't, wash dishes. Well, guess who can't cook at our house? But I'm rewarded at the kitchen sink by an amazing view of the whole garden, canvas for Mariana's floral artistry. Saint Francis, legendary for his love of God's creation, watches over the whole garden, too. I always surround him with pansies or violas, she says, but this year, she also added a purple iris. Mariana took a photo of the iris, and I cropped it tight to celebrate its heart, the object of Saint Francis's apparent attention, attached. And the inspiration for much of his wisdom? In the spirit of Saint Francis, the moment brought to mind two timely quotes by his namesake, Pope Francis, nurturing and cherishing creation means causing the world to grow responsibly, transforming it so that it may be a garden, a habitable place for everyone. And, as stewards of God's creation, we are called to make the earth a beautiful garden for the human family. Amen. Thank you, Saint Francis and Mariana.